You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Monday. We are back and doing it. Locked On Wolverines podcast. I'm going to move here. Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group, in yet another school shirt for those who hate that sort of thing. I just look at it this way with the Oklahoma baseball hoodie. I'm supporting, in a way, Sherrone Moore, who played at Oklahoma. Another free giving by the home field crew. They have tons of amazing Michigan things, by the way, so go check that out. Anyway, we're going to get into the news over the weekend that Jim Harbaugh met with the brass of the Denver Broncos. And the Denver people seem to be really like, not now, only today are they kind of starting to be like, okay, maybe no Jim Harbaugh. Maybe that's not happening. But it's just been like a constant like thing that they have been doing, where it's the typical like NFL thing. And I'll explain why I don't really have a problem with Jim Harbaugh doing this. So in case you missed it, Greg Penner, the owner of the Denver Broncos, went ahead and flew to Ann Arbor a week ago today on Monday, and he met with Jim Harbaugh to discuss their vacant position. Supposedly he had, according to Adam Schefter, who's the one who revealed this news, he had met with several candidates this way, but from all kind of sides, it just does seem that Jim Harbaugh has been at the literal top of their list. And yet, Jim Harbaugh, who said no thanks but no thanks a couple weeks ago, Santa Ono, when he went out and said, hey, he's coming back. He told me he's coming back. And Jim Harbaugh put out the same kind of deal via the Michigan football Twitter account, and I'm pretty sure Instagram and all of that stuff, Facebook. He had apparently called Denver and said, thank you, but no thank you. So why did this happen, right? You know, it does seem like it's a bad look. It does make it seem like, hey, deal's not done yet. Deal's not done yet. And while it isn't done in Ann Arbor in terms of him signing a contract, which by all accounts is going to take place once the NCAA situation has resolved itself, so we're going to be waiting a minute on that, clearly. The reason why I think that this happened is because that's what Denver wanted to do, and Jim Harbaugh wasn't going to burn any kind of bridges. Now, what does that mean for this year? It means nothing. It sounds clearly like, while Denver hasn't given up, they left town, no offer signed, supposedly no offer issued, but I'm sure that there were some, you know, we slide the piece of paper across the desk and here's what we are willing unofficially to do. And he said, I'm content to stay at Michigan yet again. But I don't think he's going to burn especially the NFL bridges, but I just don't think he's not the type that's really going to burn those bridges anyway. You know, he's not going to be like, yeah, don't come. That just doesn't really seem like a Jim Harbaugh thing to do. So ultimately, I mean, I'm fine with it. I think that these types of reports are going to continue to come out. I mean, not saying any more this offseason, but I think that was what everyone kind of signed up for when Jim Harbaugh decided to be the head coach at the University of Michigan. We dealt with these types of scenarios pretty much right from the get-go. The problem was, is it never got to be serious until last year. And this year was continuing to kind of go down that path. Now, again, I do believe the Joel Klatt theory of it all, that he was kind of doing this to try to get some momentum when it came to getting the things that he wanted out of Michigan. And considering how pro athletic Santa Ono is, I think that was a good move. But Denver walked away. there was still some pushback from the writers, like, deal's not done yet. Okay. Well, you're going to have to move on. It's just going to be the nature of how things go with Jim Harbaugh. Is it frustrating? I mean, it can be. As long as he's keeping everyone in the loop that needs to be in the loop, that's what matters the most, right? The recruits, current players, people of that ilk. If he's doing this behind their back, which is not what we're hearing, then it is what it is. But I have no problem with him taking a meeting, you know? If there was an organization out there in your life, that would be, let's face it, a step up. You know, I mean, Michigan is the pinnacle probably for someone like him in general, or, you know, most anyone who's watching this or listening to this program certainly would look at Michigan as being much higher than the NFL types. But there's 131 FBS level colleges and 32 NFL teams, and NFL is considered to be the pinnacle. It just is. So you're not going to burn that bridge if, like, a rival company that has theoretically more resources, more cachet, if they come around and say, hey, we want to talk to you about our position. You're not going to just be like, you know what? Here's some middle fingers, you know? You're not going to do that. So, again, just putting ourselves in his shoes, I just don't see that there's a big problem with it. Now, if there's another meeting taken or something of that nature, then that's when you start to be like, okay. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is done. It is what it is. And it's the type of thing that comes with the territory. Speaking of the NFL, a very weird tweet went out from a Kentucky coach. I wrote about it. He not only responded to me, he DM'd me. I didn't even move his DM from one place to the other. It stayed in the message requests folder. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. Before we do that, this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On, because they're the number one sportsbook in America, and that's FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features to make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back. That's $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. I mean, how incredible is that? FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads and who will score a touchdown. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So it's pretty incredible. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/lockdown to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/lockdown. Make every moment more with FanDuel, special official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You know what, I went into this thinking I only have one topic to talk about. And I forgot about this other situation here. Let's see if I can pull this up. Because I think this is fun. I have it pulled up. So Vince Marrow, that name might sound familiar. Jim Harbaugh has tried to hire him multiple times, and he's just stayed at Kentucky. He's the tight ends coach under Mark Stoops with the Kentucky Wildcats. And for whatever reason, he decided to tweet this. I don't get it. Parents still letting kids go to a certain school when it's very clear he wants back in the NFL. Glad we don't have that problem. SMDH, shaking my dang head. Go Big Blue. Okay, let's get into that first. It's pretty obvious who he's talking about. And if you look in the responses to that, there's no one who seems to think he's talking about any other school other than Michigan. There's only one head coach that has any kind of NFL news surrounding him. in the college level at the moment. The only other ones that have any kind of NFL talk, it's guys who came from the NFL, not guys going to. Matt Rhule really being the one. But ain't nobody talking about Kirby Smart to the NFL, Ryan Day to the NFL, Nick Saban, he ain't going back, Lincoln Riley, Dabo, no. And you think about who, you know, Kentucky's division. I mentioned Kirby Smart. No one's talking about Billy Napier or Josh Heupel, Clark Lee. No one's talking about these guys. Shane Beamer, Brian Kelly. Those names are not being talked about to go as possible NFL guys. Cliff Kingsbury's talked about as maybe either staying around in the NFL, or people are like, oh, maybe you can come back to college, be an OC here. People are talking about, hey, could Greg Roman? I mean, that's done now that Michigan's got Kirk Campbell in the fold. I'm going to say Kirk Franklin, thinking R&B gospel music, apparently. But there's only one guy that's being talked about, and it's Jim Harbaugh. There's no assistants that are like necessarily like hot names, like, oh man, if only. I guess the only one, actually, there is one, and it's Todd Monken. But it's Todd Monken did, I think, interview for an NFL job, the offensive coordinator at Georgia. So, that's in the same division, but it's not like that's been a constant theme. This has been once. And the fact that he finishes out with Go Big Blue, I'd have to look and see if he finishes out a lot of his things with Go Big Blue, because that just seems interesting, right? I guess he does. He finishes out a bunch with Go Big Blue. Because you'd think it'd be like more like Go Cats, Go Wildcats. That's what I see usually from like some of the recruits, for instance, that I know that have ended up at Kentucky. And I've known a few, right? A couple. That kid from Cass Tech, the linebacker, I whose name escapes me, obviously, All-American Junior 52. For some reason, his name is escaping me too, and I did his commitment video to Kentucky. Anyhow. So after all of that, for whatever reason, Vince Marrow decided, because I wrote a quick article when I saw that tweet, I was scrolling on Twitter and I saw that tweet. And I put, and you know, I didn't tag him or anything. I just said, Kentucky tight ends coach Vince Marrow made the weird decision to publicly negatively recruit Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. So he responded to that. You know, I didn't tag him. He found it. Someone either sent it to him or he searched his name or whatever. That LOL, you funny. Did I say his name? No, he's not the only coach the NFL is looking at. Have a blessed day. And he also, let's see if I can find this quickly. Well, he sent me a nice message now that I look at it. So I don't want to read. I don't want to read that on there, on the air now, but it is weird. It is really weird though. Like why? Because Michigan's been the one that's kind of been plundering some of the guys that they'd want. Steve Klinkscale in particular. So naturally, that's why he would feel that way. And it is what it is. I say that a lot on this show lately. It is what it is. It's just a weird thing. Even if it isn't Michigan, which I do think it is Michigan. I don't think he's subtweeting Todd Monken. I think that I do think it is just like a weird. It's a weird thing to openly negatively recruit that way. But I guess you got to do what you got to do to try to get guys. Kentucky does a really good job, by the way, at getting some of those kind of... DeAndre Square was the name I was thinking of earlier. Kentucky does a really good job at getting some of those guys that honestly, like, should... Like, I was a big proponent, like, DeAndre Square, Michigan, you should go after him. Marquand McCall, Oak Park, teammate with Justin Rogers, the other name I couldn't remember 2 seconds ago. You know, those were guys that I thought that Michigan really needed to push for, and they didn't, and they could have gone to really any Big Ten school and would have been really good. They went to Kentucky and they had a really good situation there. It's just a weird look when you're doing something like this. So I don't know. It is bizarre. All right. So I just realized that our last show on Friday took place right before the official hiring of Kirk Campbell. I'm going to constantly struggle with the Kirk Franklin, Kirk Campbell thing for whatever reason. Let's discuss that here in just a moment. All right, so now that we're through the Binsbury, I really do feel kind of bad for slamming him for a second, because, like, I don't know when he sent me the second message. It wasn't, it had to have been kind of late, because it wasn't there. Like, I remember screenshotting the other one and sending it to some colleagues and being like, wow. And he sent me a really nice message being like, you do really good work, and, you know, keep it going, my man. And I was just like, I just see that now. I'll tell you that one. And now I feel kind of bad that I just had a whole segment slamming him. But, I mean, he did his thing and whatever. It's just a bizarre situation. So Michigan hired quarterbacks coach Kirk Campbell. Not Kirk Franklin, but Kirk Campbell. Elevating him from an analyst to the quarterbacks coach scenario. Looks like it's in the announcement. He wasn't named a co anything. So it sounds like offensive coordinator now is officially Sharon Moore. Training wheels are off a little bit. Who knows how the play calling is going to go. But he has the faith and of Michigan's quarterback. So that's good news for them. Supposedly, I can't say supposedly correctly today. I'm not enunciating. My great grandfather would be very upset with me. He'd give me like one of those like wrist burns for that. Supposedly, he had a bit heavy hand in the offense. So while it is disappointing that they didn't get like a swing for the fences guy, and he doesn't necessarily have the same kind of experience as some of the other times they've elevated guys, they don't really elevate analysts a lot, but I think back to Ed Warner, who, like, when he became an analyst, it was like, okay, they're clearly trying to get rid of Tim Drevno, and they're going to elevate Ed Warner. That was the obvious what was going to happen. But I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, yeah, it would have been more exciting to have T. Martin as a guy, just due to we know that he's a really good recruiter. But it is also good to have, again, especially this time after what happened last year, the consistency, because you're not even going and getting a guy that, like, okay, he knows what they're doing because he's coached around Sharon Moore and Matt Weiss or something like that, a la Jesse Binter from last year. This is a guy who's literally been around. Like, he knows what the expectations are in Ann Arbor. He knows what they are trying to do offensively. He knows what they're trying to do with the quarterbacks. So this time you really have the most consistency. Michigan at this juncture, as long as it holds, has lost one guy. Compare that to last year with all the shuffling, because it wasn't just losing people, it was shuffling as well. So that is awesome, right? It is very cool that they are in that situation. And I think that maybe having consistency, because, like, he was on the On3 like top young coaches list. He was an offensive coordinator before at Old Dominion. So it's not like he is without experience, and he's been in the room. And we've seen, you know, Grant Newsom did a really good job when he was elevated. So I think it's one of those things that you can trust the process. Not everyone has to be a superstar coach. You hope that everyone's a superstar recruiter, though. So if he can bring a little bit extra from what Matt Weiss was able to do, then I think that would be really, really good. So it does have some pros. It does have some cons. I think that it's a decent situation for Michigan. From a familiarity standpoint, I think that it's good for both the coach as well as the players. If you can't necessarily, I'm not saying that they couldn't have brought in T. Martin, but I'm not saying that they couldn't have went out and, you know, swung for the fences and maybe brought in a Joe Brady. But hey, sometimes you get those opportunities and you make the most of it, right? I just want to look real quick, because I have a hunch on something. So I just want to look real quick. Yeah. So Joe Brady for instance. I mean, he would be the name that I think everyone would be like really wowed by of anybody because of what he did at LSU in 2019. Before that, he didn't really have any crazy experience. Linebackers coach at William & Mary for 2 years. Penn State grad assistant for 2 years. Offensive assistant with the New Orleans Saints for 2 years. And then suddenly passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach at LSU. And suddenly everyone was super excited about him. So kind of a similar trajectory. Yeah, I'm typing here. Just trying to see here if I can pull some stuff up. I mean, he's another young guy. He's 36 years old. Played wide receiver at Mercyhurst. I've never even heard of Mercyhurst. But kind of a similar deal. And he was an offensive assistant at Penn State as well. So he was a West Virginian, Wesleyan GA, Tiffin wide receiver tight ends coach. Alderson Broaddus offensive coordinator. Never heard of that school, but whatever. Offensive assistant for 3 years at Penn State. Offensive coordinator for 2 years. And quarterbacks coach at Old Dominion. Offensive assistant last year at Michigan. And now the quarterbacks coach. I think that is fine. I know that there's people that really want, you know, the higher, the accolades and everything like that. But, you know, if he has the offensive mind that many people speak about him potentially having, could be an absolute home run. He's already got the familiarity with the system. Doesn't have to come in and learn anything. Doesn't have to, you know, the quarterbacks don't have to learn, you know, what he's all about. So all in all, I think it's a good move. But certainly it's going to be one that we're just going to have to keep an eye on and see where it goes. All right, that is going to do it for us today. Don't know yet what Tuesday holds. Wednesday we'll do National Signing Day talk. We'll just, if nothing else, we'll go over who Michigan missed if they don't get anybody. Certainly there's the three guys, the Stanford defensive back, the Nicholas Harper of it all, the Jabel Howard of it all. And if they don't get those, then we'll probably just go back and do some more like recruiting overall, like what the outlook is of what they have and go from there. Thursday, mailbag, Friday, who knows, next week. I will be gone for 3 days in the middle of the week, but we'll figure out something for those because I, yes, am going back to Disney World since I was at land. It wasn't at World. So I'm going to go World it up and ride the new Tron coaster on a sneak preview. So I'm super stoked about that. Otherwise, I'd be gone today. So that'll do it for us. We'll talk to you again soon. Peace.